In the case of rhythm, water must be called its very element. The word rhythm is derived from the Greek verb to flow, and water does indeed flow rhythmically. This can be seen in the rhythmic pattern of waves and meandering watercourses, just as it can be heard in the audible rhythms of brooks and oceans. Moving water consists of layers that continually flow past one another at varying speeds. And just as healthy souls refrain from going to extremes, so water holds a balance between extremes of heavy and light with its buoyancy, between alkaline and acid, between warm and cold, and with its rainbow colors, between light and dark. And because it is so balanced an element, it has the capacity to regulate, to heal, to create a mobile living equilibrium. But when water comes into a resting state of balance, it stagnates, loses its life, is as though paralyzed. Water is the primary organ of rhythm, the heart of nature, the element in which we can discern nature's heartbeat. As such, it is the polar opposite of a mechanical pumping device. Its alternating swing is free. And this eccentricity, the subtle freedom it retains, makes it the element that keeps nature from becoming mechanical, that is, from dying. Indeed, water is the overcomer of the mechanical, and that is why it is so important to imbue thinking with the qualities of water.